We often hear those who are encouraging youth entrepreneurship in Barbados, and the young are told to look to new areas such as the film and television industry. But just how challenging is that? Jamal Slocum is president of the Barbados Film and Television Association, an organization that has been around for about 15 years, and he's been president since April of this year. He says they've been working at building capacity.
We realized from the outset that there was a challenge with individuals having funding. So we're starting negotiation with other agencies to look at funding from the perspective of outside of government to be able to support the creation and the making of films. We realize that there is somewhat of a creative drought in Barbados presently, and we want to be able to address that.
But it takes money to do that. So where is that money coming from?
So we'll be launching the Business of Film Workshop series, which really exposes our members to skills and training outside of that of the creation of film and other forms of content, whether it be those who are Instagrammers and those who are in other sectors of the audiovisual sector. So we want to be able to expose them to training with regards to financial budgeting and resource management, and we want to be able to business plan writing and grant funding writing. These are some of the aspects we've been really focusing on over the last couple months, but as well as the Young Filmmakers Initiative. That is to introduce a film club in every secondary school in Barbados by the year 2025. We've realized that we've had a serious challenge with filmmakers when it comes to creating content. And in order to fix that, we just can't look at the present. We have to be able to introduce and expose young people to the understanding that they can have a viable career out of the film and television sector.
And with what success so far?
We've had some level of communication through the embassies, the various embassies in Barbados, but we've also taken in consideration that there are several grant funds out there from UNESCO, working with CEDA, the Caribbean Export Development Agency. And through the Barbados Coalition of Service Industries, we've also had preliminary discussions with the AfriExim Bank. The harsh reality is, well, we expect government to create an enabling environment. We also recognize that we cannot expect government to do everything. And that is something we do appreciate. But we recognize that there is a pool of funding out there, but we have to be able to identify it and position ourselves in such a way that we're able to secure that funding as well.
Mr. Slocum points to a lack of adequate internal capacity as one factor inhibiting an organization such as his.
An organization like the Barbados Film and Television Association does require a functioning secretariat. I mean, we have government now talking about bringing a film act to Parliament. And we know that there is a film commission that is being established in Invest Barbados. But really and truly, we are the ones interacting on a daily basis with the practitioners in the industry. We're the subject matter experts when it comes to developing policy, and when it comes to creating plans to really understand the intricacies of it and how the film sector works. Yes, it is all fine and dandy to say that you have an idea, you have an app that you want to bring forward. And we do appreciate that there has been some measure of consultation. But when it comes to the ever-evolving landscape of the film and the audiovisual sector, we recognize that it is something that just cannot be done by just one series of consultations. We recognize that Barbados film sector is already about 25 years behind.
This has been Sagicor's Early Business.
Don't shortchange your retirement.
Your retirement might still be years away, but it's never too early to start saving towards it.
Let Sagicor use its 180 years of experience to help you develop a plan to get your money working as hard as you do.
Call your Sagicor advisor or visit Sagicor.com to learn how we can help you plan your retirement. Sagicor, wise financial thinking for life.